Hello, and thanks for tuning into the Corporate Yogi Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Zusak. This podcast is your dedicated time for growth, for developing practical tools, and to building your personal relationship and learning deeply about who you are, not just what you do. Because doing is awesome, but being, the art of who you are and who you are becoming, well, that's where the magic happens. And that is what makes you feel truly fulfilled. So do you ever wish that you had a truth serum, a pill that you could give to people and they would tell you what exactly is on their mind? They would tell you what they really, really want and reveal their truth? Well, I'm sharing that with you today. It's called Powerful Questions, and they are going to help you to get people to reveal the truth about what they think, about what they're feeling, and about where they're going. So you can use them when you want to get people to open up, when you want people to be more retrospective, and when you want people to consider themselves, certain aspects of themselves that they've never done before. So what distinguishes a regular, normal question, an everyday question, from a powerful question? Well, a powerful question will get people to stop and think. It disrupts them from their natural unconscious thinking and thought patterns and makes them really be introspective and deeply think about their answers. Powerful questions have these three qualities or aspects. They're short and sweet. The shorter they are, the better they are. We sometimes have the bad habit of wanting to use questions to make ourselves sound really intelligent when we have the chance to talk. But this is about being simple, short, sweet, and uncomplicated. Two, they should be simple. Dare I say, ordering on dumbing it down and only one-dimensional. And then three, they should be neutral and not leading and not being specific to our target. Just open-ended questions. So how do we ask them in a way that we have success using them? Well, here's a couple tips. You want to be confident when you use them. You want to ask with confidence. Sometimes people don't have the answer right away, so you need to give them space. And that's okay. Sometimes we get nervous when we have white space and people aren't talking, but giving people the opportunity to think about the question is really important. You want to allow for silence and space after you ask your question, so that your employee or whomever can really reflect on what their answer is. So don't have an agenda. Don't have a predetermined answer that you're hoping to hear. Don't lead them to, you know, answer in a certain way. Just use real-time, honest feedback in the conversation and ask them one question at a time. This is an advanced use case if you're real-time solution finding, but powerful questions you will find can be really amazing to ask when we're having dialogue and conversations with our employees and we want the result to reveal something different than we don't normally have in our conversations. So in segment two here, we're going to talk about why powerful questions are so powerful. Why do they really work so well? And you might be wondering that. And there's a few reasons. One, they give the power over to the other person. No, seriously. Let them be the expert for a turn. Usually people are sick and tired of us being their leaders and having all the answers, and they don't get to contribute. So this is an opportunity for them to participate. They also force people into getting into their head to think and reflect. And because they're so stinking simple when we ask them, it gives people a chance to really be in the driver's seat for a change. There's two main reasons that we use powerful questions. First, in a premeditated state, and second, in the moment. So let's start with the premeditated situation. There could be a situation where you know that it's happening, like creating, you know, a powerful environment. It could be doing a job interview. It could be having a conversation with someone around performance. They're not fulfilling their job at work. It could be a conversation around career performance or around life purpose. And what makes this scenario unique is that you usually have a set or an idea of what questions you want to ask in that scenario. And it doesn't have to be the exact series of questions, but you have your standard go-tos, right? Your standard questions that you typically ask all the time. So for a career planning conversation, you have questions about asking for the future, right? Where is it that they want to be? What do they enjoy doing? What brings them joy? And so you have an idea of what you want to be asking, what makes them feel fulfilled. If it's a job interview, you might ask the same series of boring questions, you know, like, what are you good at? Where have you failed? What are you really proud of? Who inspires you? The other situation with a powerful question is that where the situation is a surprise and you just kind of wing it. You don't have a predetermined set of questions to ask. So an example here would be like the conflict at work or disengagement, or your employee just had a death in the family. These scenarios can feel really hard because we don't typically interact with them. We don't typically face these scenarios, and we don't have a playbook about what to ask or why. So this is where we go back to the powerful questions, and we ask more open-ended questions that are really going to give people the opportunity to feel seen and heard, because we want them to feel like the ball is in their court. They might feel like we're being a little bit more personal, but sometimes in those scenarios, that's what the employee needs, right? Simple questions like, who are you becoming? What do you need here? Who do you need me to be? And what's coming up for you? Those are all great questions to ask. All right, so winding down segment two, there's lots of different scenarios where we ask powerful questions. And sometimes we have scenarios where we have predetermined questions, and sometimes we just have to wing it and roll up our sleeves, get messy, and just kind of freestyle with our questions. And that's okay, because there is no wrong question. As soon as you ask a question, it becomes the right one in that moment. And if your employee truly doesn't want to answer it, they'll let you know. You know, we have to hold them naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. So just trust the process and trust that you know exactly what you're doing. So here we are at segment three already, and in this segment, this is the juicy part. This is where you're going to get all the gems, all my best secrets, and I'm going to give you access to some of the most common and most powerful questions that you can ask in different situations. So I'll give you a little tip here. If you want to capture all of these, you don't have to furiously try to be taking notes while you're on the treadmill. You can head over to the show notes that are on my website, and you can access the list there, so you don't have to worry about writing them down today in this moment. Sometimes it's good to just be present and really listen to the questions and see how they land for you. So what's it like for you to hear this question in the moment? How do you respond? What are your reactions? So the first section of questions that I'm going to ask is questions on an employee check-in. So this is a status meeting, a one-on-one that you might have with one of your employees. Here's a few questions to check in with. Do you love what you do? What makes you tolerate that? What makes you come alive? Tell me, what is going well in your job right now? What do you need that you're not getting? All right, so that's a good list of questions. We're going to move on to the next section, which is questions for life purpose. So if you're having a conversation with someone for that, you know, deeper, meaningful, you really want to reach out and touch their soul, touch their spirit, help them to come alive, here's a few questions that you might want to use in that scenario. What is your big game? What are the objectives of your game? If I were to wave a magic wand and give you anything, what would be your one wish? If money were no object and you could do, have, or be anything in the world, what would you want your life to look like? What exactly do you believe is preventing you from becoming the person that you've always wanted to become? Ooh, that's a juicy one. That's a nice deep one. What are some of the simple changes that you could make today that would help you take one step closer to the person that you want to be and to reaching your goal? All right, so that concludes the section on asking questions about life purpose. The next segment, we've got a few questions around employee conflict. So again, this is a scenario that might come up with one of your team members. And here are some questions that you can ask to help them get not only the scenario resolved, but help them to take action and really get them to reflect, okay? So how committed are you to resolving this? How could you make this situation work for you? What else could you do to make it better? What do you want to be remembered for? What would you like your gravestone to say? What do you want to avoid by doing what you usually do? What would you like to change right now? What are you feeling right now? If you want to change people, what would you become? What is the one question here today that I didn't ask that I should have? What is a question that you are not asking yourself? What is one thing that, if it happened today, would change everything in your life? How strongly do you believe that that's possible? What was your biggest success since we last talked? And what was your biggest challenge? All right, that concludes those questions. Next, we have a set of interview questions that I think are really, really powerful. Again, some of these might feel familiar. You already asked them with your team. Is this the life you're living, the life that you want to live right now? If you spent 80% of your waking time doing one to two things, what would they be? How would you describe the best work in the world? What games did you play as a child that still show up today in your life some way? Are you truly happy where you are in life right now? What would it take to become happier? What would you change if you had the power? What is stopping you, if anything? What are you waiting for? When will you be ready to begin? How will you realistically do it? Who could help you? What are you learning here about yourself? What successes have we had since you last talked? What do you want more of in life or less? What do you feel is missing in your life? What's important about this role, and what do you want to declare moving forward? How would that serve you, and what could you do to serve yourself better? How can you make this a winning game for everyone? What aren't you letting go of that prevents you from moving forward? What kind of work would bring you joy in your heart? What ideal days or hours would you be working? Where would you not be working? Is this your dream job? And if not, what is your dream job? And what three changes would you like to make in your life? All right, the next section is a section on saboteurs. So this is the itty-bitty shitty committee, the voices inside your head that are negative, that try to hold you back from taking action and make you feel belittled or smaller than you typically are. What is stopping you from taking action? What tells you that this is not possible? What are the strong messages that you're hearing right now? What is it that you know you can and can't achieve? How will you know when you've reached your goal? And what are you ready to learn? All right, the last two questions are sort of bonus questions. They're around unlocking potential, and they can really be used anywhere and everywhere. But they're two of my really favorite ones that I like to bust out of my back pocket when I want to shake things up a little bit. One is, what would you do if you were 20 times more confident? I'll read that again. What would you do here if you were 20 times more confident? And who would you be if you weren't afraid? That's a good one, right? Who would you be if you weren't afraid? All right, so that wraps up this segment and all these juicy questions that you can use. I've grouped them into categories, but really they're all interchangeable. You can use them anywhere that you want, right? There's employee check-in questions, life purpose questions, interview questions, but mix and match as you see fit, as long as you ask the questions and give people the space to really reflect and answer them. You can't go wrong, I promise you. Okay, it's time to wrap up this episode on powerful questions. How did you like it? What did you learn? What was the most powerful question for you? What made you really sit up and pay attention and think, oh, I really need to figure out the answer to that? Did you have any in there that you use regularly yourself? There's so much work to do around powerful questions. This is one of my favorite topics, hands down, not just for employees and team members, but if you want to be a more provocative, value-added friend, this is a great way to really have a conversation or a dialogue that is a little bit more interesting than talking about the weather. You know, I can't tell you the number of times that I have people say to me, I'm going to a networking event and I never know what to talk about. And so I give them all my tips and tricks, and this is always one of them, is ask some powerful questions. Just even take one with you that you can ask that would really be provocative and give the other person the opportunity to connect with you and start an important dialogue. And as always, if you were inspired by this awesome content today on powerful questions, please share this episode with a friend, a colleague, or on social media. You can also subscribe to the podcast on my website at thecorporateyogi.com. And if you want to book a time to be able to chat with me directly to either discuss your leadership or to talk more about these awesome, powerful questions, you can find my booking link either on LinkedIn or you can access it through Linktree on Instagram as well. All right. And I'm at The Corporate Yogi on Instagram. And as always, remember that any fear, any questioning, any doubt that you have, any resistance that you are holding deep inside of you is simply just your greatness in disguise.